flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Yoshi has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What animal did Britney Spears famously carry on her shoulders during her 2001... Yes! The French phrase Mardi Gras translates to what?
Fat Tuesday?
Yes. What is the name of the current hurricane that's hit places such as Florida and North Carolina?
Helen.
Yeah.
Pass.
What credit card uses the slogan, don't leave home without it?
MasterCard.
No.
Visa.
No.
Discover.
No. Which film features a boy named Kevin McAllister?
Home Alone.
Yes. According to Google, about what percentage of the world's population is left-handed?
10.
Yes. Which artist released I Will Always Love You in 1974, later made famous
Celine
by...
Celine Dion.
No. Later made famous by... Okay. The heart of a shrimp is located where?
Tail.
No.
Torso.
No.
Head.
Yes. The sequel to Wreck-It Ralph is titled Ralph Breaks the What?
The Internet.
Yes.
The
what
world.
President is on the penny?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Ooh. And with that, Yoshi, you got 7 correct.
Not shabby.
Not shabby at all. Okay, can you pronounce the hurricane for me?
Helene.
Okay. All right. Because, yeah, you know. Sarah. Okay, I didn't give it to him. He said Helen, and I knew that wasn't correct.
Yeah,
so
Sarah.
I just want to make sure when Steve says it,
here he
says it correctly. He's probably going to say it wrong because he says a lot of things wrong.
I do.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What animal did Britney Spears famously carry on her shoulders during the 2001 VMA performance?
Snake.
Yeah. The French phrase Mardi Gras translates to what?
Fat Tuesday.
Yes. What is the name of the current hurricane that's hit places such as Florida and North
Helene.
Carolina? Correct. What credit card uses the slogan, don't leave home without it?
American Express.
Yes. Which film features a boy named Kevin McAllister?
Home Alone. I'm starting to feel like Logan Gilbert.
Yes. According to Google, about what percentage of the world's population is left-handed?
Crap. I'm going to say 20%.
No.
30.
No.
10.
Yes. Which artist released I Will Always Love You in 1974, later made famous by Whitney Houston?
Dolly Parton.
Yes. The heart of a shrimp is located where?
In its brain. Head.
Yes. The sequel to Wreck-It Ralph is titled Ralph Breaks the What?
Internet.
Correct. What president is on the penny?
Abraham Lincoln.
He sure is. And Mr. Miggs, with that, you got a perfect 10, which is a win.
Way
10
to, go,
to 7.
Thank you, Yoshi.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Left hands.
And they stay there.
Don't you feel special? Because you're a lefty.
I know. Special or just one of the 10% makes me feel kind of like lesser than.
No, I would think you're special. You're one.
Thank
you're
you.
10 of
We
kind.
Are the creatives.
Do you know what they call lefties in Australia?
Oh, boy.
Is this real? This is real.
Is it really?
It is. They call them Molly Dukers. You're a Molly Duker.
A Molly Duker?
It's like the slang for a lefty in Australia.
I mean, I was
Australia.
Guilty of that back in my rave days.
I don't...
Guys, I'm not coming out of this porta potty. It's too awesome.
Congrats on beating Yoshi.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Is there a local establishment, a building, a non-living thing that you absolutely miss in the Pacific Northwest? Call up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. And we're asking because Sears, once a retail giant,
yes,
is closing its final Washington store at the Westfield South Center Mall in Tukwila on December 15th.
It's funny how you were saying goodbye to my childhood, and I didn't even think of like Sears, Schmears, and then all of a sudden I started thinking about the Sears catalog.
Oh, my God.
Which, I mean, as a kid, that was the Christmas list. You went through, sorry, did you have a Sears catalog, or is this after your time?
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
Yeah, it's just big book.
They literally called it the big book.
Yes. And you page through it, and you're like, I would circle the things I'd want, leave little bookmarkers, and then as you know, I hit my teen years, and I would go to a different section for different reasons.
Oh, right?
Dude, that was like the adult content.
It really
the
was.
The bra section of the Sears catalog.
And then when our family would go, like, we'd load up in the old Suburban, roll into Sears, and just get crazy. It's like my dad could go buy like a hand drill, and
everything.
The kids could buy what they needed. It was so great.
It was pretty awesome. That was Sears was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now there's only going to be 9 locations nationwide after they close it. Yeah.
It's got to be the Amazon effect.
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very sad, though. Good times.
Or is it Amazon, or is it just the fact that they had so, like, they never, I always feel this way, like, going to a restaurant, where it's like, they have too much stuff on the menu, and
they
you're
were
just,
like the Cheesecake Factory of stores?
Yeah, like, it was like appliances, and tools, and clothes, and luggage, and they probably had food there.
Danny, where else can you go to get a pair of shorts or a refrigerator? Sears.
Great memories.
Well, now I guess Walmart or Target, in a sense.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what local establishment do you miss? Aaron from Ording, tell us what yours is.
Hooters.
Yeah!
If you ever want to relive the magic, we'd be more than happy to put our outfits on for you, Aaron.
I don't think that's what he wants.
You guys did a great job the other day. It was very, very nice to see that, but I would take the real establishment.
Yeah, which was your spot? Because, I mean, there was the Lake Union one, I remember. The Tacoma one was popular mainly for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, but that was a popular spot as well.
It was definitely Tacoma down in Ording. Tacoma's closest. And man, I was going there since high school. And, you know, it was sad to see when I came back out of the military that it was gone.
Dude, that was our spot. Sometimes we'd swing by there after hockey, like during a lunch drop in at noon. We'd like play and they'd be like, let's get some chicken wings. We're like, let's go to Hooters. And then all of a sudden, Buffalo Wild Wings popped up. And we're like, Buffalo Wild Wings wings are way better. Let's just go there. I mean, it's cool looking at attractive chicks, but it's way better to eat delicious wings.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Kenmore, what local establishment do you miss in the Pacific Northwest?
The Alaskan Way Viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they tore it down and everyone got to walk on the viaduct?
Yep, I did that. That was my last hurrah. I miss it every time I have to drive through the tunnel to drive through a hole.
But, no. And dude, the moment when you got on the viaduct and you could see that view was pretty amazing.
Oh, exactly. It was distracting, obviously, but it was you didn't mind waiting in traffic if it was you could see the beautiful view and see on the other side, just look at the buildings right next to the road.
It was an insane view.
Yeah. I still remember Ryan Castle and I drove over it like one of the last times before they were going to start tearing it down. And we like live streamed from our car because we were so excited for one last hoorah on the viaduct.
You guys are dorks.
We're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, from one dork to another, you guys are definitely dorks. One person I think a lot of people probably think this as well. My first Major League Baseball game at the massive Kingdome. Mariners versus the Red Sox. Big Mo Vaughn. Also met Joey Cora, Jay Buhner there. I've worked many days as security on both parks, old and new. I love me some Kingdome. Also, Safeco Field will always be Safeco Field to me.
I wonder if he was ever in the Kingdome during like one of the earthquakes when like some of the ceiling tiles would start falling. Those were crazy times.
I remember living in New York and like there was a show called George Michael's Sports Machine. It was on at night, and I remember them covering the tiles falling from the Kingdome, and I was like,
"So wild!
What the hell? Who? Why are they playing there?
Seems a little dangerous."
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever take a job and realize right away that this job was not meant for you? 206-803-ROCK. This guy may have chosen the wrong line of work, because what happened was this guy in England posted a video of a Domino's driver freaking out because he's afraid of dogs. He dropped half of the person's order on the ground when their dog showed up at the door. This is the audio.
So that's the thing. I can understand if it was like an angry, vicious dog, even like the little ankle biters. Like, you don't feel like, I don't want to get bit by a dog. I don't care if it's 10 pounds or 200 pounds. Like, I just don't feel like dealing with that. But the owner was like, he's friendly, and he's still freaked out.
Well, if you're going to be a delivery driver of any kind,
yes,
you're going to encounter probably a lot of dogs.
If you're delivering things to people's homes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So call in now if you have ever made a bad choice in the job that you took. 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What was the job that you took?
I was a painter and fell off the ladder. I had jumped off the ladder maybe about 8 to 10 feet high. And I realized that a stumbling dude is not very good on a ladder.
Oh, dude, I know for a fact I would never be a good painter for that reason, many reasons, but that would be a big part of it. It's like, I am not comfortable being on a ladder at a high level.
Okay. Yeah, I quit that job soon after.
Did you have any injuries associated with that fall?
Nope. It was just a tuck and roll, and I'm clumsy and not get on the ladder again today.
I hate it even at our house when Brad gets up on the ladder, even doing like Christmas lights or something. I just am sitting there having a panic attack, knowing things could go very wrong very quickly.
That's when I see people with like the big ass ladders and they're doing the Christmas lights on the second level. And I'm just like, yeah, that's not ever going to. I'm okay with like first level doing a little bit of the trim. But even then I'm so bad like with ladders, like in the world of independent wrestling, like there are ladder matches. And I refuse to do those because I'm like, I do not trust myself. Like I will break something and it won't be like, it won't be pretty. So keep me away from ladders.
If you've ever made a bad choice in the job that you took, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
It's funny, bring up wrestling. So this weekend, Friday night, you guys are coming to SOS Pro Wrestling. I'm so excited that you guys are going to be there. That's going to be a blast. And it's in Tacoma, Edison Square, SOSProWrestling.com. I bring it up because one of the last times I went, a guy came up to me and says, dude, I had the same job you had once that you shared on the air. And that's when I was trying to sell art at a. There was an ad in the Stranger says, join us for a rock and roll experience, a rock and roll environment, blah, blah, blah. And it was turned out that you were trying to sell art to people who weren't expecting you showing up to their business, unsolicited, trying to sell art out of your car. And this guy came up to me and told me the story, and it was note for note exactly what I went through. He's like, yeah, I made it just to lunch, same here. He's like, I was so uncomfortable. The guy I was with was very pushy. He was like sliding into back entrances into businesses with some art under his arm, trying to sell it to like random people at their cubicle. And I was like, yeah, man, that's exactly what I went through. I didn't last an entire day. I knew that I am not. And because of that, I realized I'm just not equipped to do sales.
Yeah.
At all. In anything. I always give props to anyone who works in sales. Like, I just, if somebody even like looked at me like they were about to say no, even if they were about to say yes, I'll give you all my money, but it looked like they were saying no, I'd be like, no problem. And I'd run off.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because one of the jobs that I realized I took the wrong job was a sales job.
Yeah.
And it was for a chiropractic company that needed someone to do sales and marketing. So I had been doing sales and marketing for them for like a couple of weeks, and then they wanted to send me to some sort of like a business academy to like do further training, and it was out of state. And I started to just do some research on the place, and it just looked very brainwashy, weird.
Like you were joining a cult?
Yeah. And I was like, awesome. I don't think I want to do this. So I literally wrote,
was it all inclusive?
I think they were going to foot the bill for the whole thing, but I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this with these people. And so I left a little notice and just left. I left a note that said, I'm giving my notice effective immediately. And I left. I don't want to go to your business academy.
It freaked you out that much.
Really weird.
Did you ever do like research to find out like a backstory? Like, I feel like there might be a documentary about this place.
I think it was like rooted in like Scientology or something like that. It was just really, I'm just a salesperson for a chiropractic clinic. I don't know that I need to be going here.
Like, does emotional music have an effect on you?
Right. It was just seemed a little too much.
Dan, do you ever have a job that you're like, yeah, I know you've done like a lot of like Hot Topics to Jamba Juice or places like that.
Yeah, it was one at the mall. I've talked about it before, but it's I won't name names, but it was a store at the mall after I worked at Hot Topic, and I went and everyone kind of quit and went to this one store and was like, oh, we're going to work here instead. And I remember on my first day, they were like, you need to sell a bikini to a man in his 40s. And I was like, no. And they're like, well, that's the whole thing, is it's upselling. It's back to school season. You're going to find like some dads coming in, so you need to sell them. And that was like their whole thing, was like that was a challenge.
So that's why
day.
You tried to sell me that bikini when I first met
every
you.
Every time. Yeah. No, and I was just like, I don't, because there you had to work on commission. Whereas like Hot Topic, you didn't work on commission. So it was like one of those like, I remember quit. I remember that was my only day of work. Week later, they called me like, hey, you know your schedule's day, right? And I was like, oh no, I quit after my last shift and I never went back.
Somebody texted us, I was a busser at a restaurant instead of a really nice retirement home in high school. I freaking hated how uptight they were to the point where they would comment on my looks all the way to how I talked. Oh, and I called in sick one day and they fired me because I misspelled a word on my form. But being a busboy, I remember doing that when I first moved out here. And it wasn't like one day and I was done, but it was after a couple of months I realized this is not meant for me, because every night I came home smelling like bleach.
Oh.
Because of cleaning everything.
And you just can't ever get rid of it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my buddies would be like, you want to come out? We're going to Pioneer Square, back in the day when they had like the joint cover for like all the places. And I would always say no, because I was like, I still smell like cleaning supplies at a restaurant. I was like, I'm just not cut out for this.
I could just see you getting promoted to bus man, though.
Bus man.
Yeah.
I kind of like being bus boy. Keeps you young. Another person said, Amazon delivery person. Did it for one day. Couldn't do it again. Anyone who does that has my total respect.
Wow.
It's a grind. I hear like it's just go, go, go.
For sure. Busy day.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a TikTok food critic named Keith Lee, and he recently visited our fair Emerald City.
Now, I know like people are like, oh, TikTok food critic, which is what I thought. I'm like, why are people, because I saw so many people posting about this, like freaking out. I'm like, he's on TikTok, and I go and check his TikTok page, and he's got 17 million followers. I'm like, oh, okay, it's kind of a thing.
Even on Instagram, he has like 2.3 million followers, but we are not, I don't think any of us are one of them.
Honestly, when I kept saying Keith Lee was eating food, I was like, yeah, the wrestler, because there's a wrestler by the name of Keith Lee, completely different person. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a guy that's popular on TikTok.
Well, he made his way through some Seattle food establishments, gave some high praise to King's Barbecue House in Chinatown International District with a 9.5 out of 10 rating for the perfectly seasoned duck that he had. Here he is with his buddies talking about the food.
It's amazing, bro.
I think a lot of the duck right there.
No, just a picture. They're all in the car. I guess they get it to go, and they're sitting in the car. And I always, have you ever had food so good it just makes you start laughing because you're like, this is so freaking
amazing.
Can't
even believe it.
That is crazy. It's like a rib, but just like crisp, like crust. It's like a caramelized crust almost of just seasoned. I give it like a 9. I think it'd be a 9.5 with the rice, though, because you had it with the rice.
The rice with the sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like a solid 9.
It was completely empty in there, which don't really make sense to me. But I feel like this is a if-you-know-you-know kind of spot, in my opinion, so far. This embodied what the food scene in Seattle is. You walk around, you try local cuisines, you meet local people, and this, gas. I'm going on a lemon sandwich.
For the older people out there, gas means it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just want to let you guys know. I'm down with it, because gas makes fire, and fire's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going on a limb and saying it. I really like Seattle, and I can't wait to see what the rest of it got in store.
They actually gave him an entire duck head, and they did not try that. They gave him
for
head.
Real?
Yes.
Danny, have you tried? Have you been to this place?
No.
I've heard of it. King's Barbecue House. It's in Chinatown.
No. I don't think I have.
Let's go on a field trip.
It's nothing fancy on the outside. Like, he even says, like, this just feels like one of those places, like you said, if you know about it, then you know about it.
They also went to Pike Place Market and checked out Tiny's apple cider stand.
I didn't even know about this place either.
Keith Lee treated his fellow patrons to cider and had this to say about it.
See why it's a long line. I absolutely see why. Look, you look like you're in a movie. Yeah, this fire. This is my favorite so far.
Fire also is a good thing, Sarah. Just like, I know you're getting older.
I didn't know. Thank you.
Yeah, you're almost 40, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you're kind of old. You probably don't know the hip young lingo like the rest of us do.
Okay. Yeah, this fire. This is my favorite so far. I get this an 8 out of 10. It's just the vibe, too. It feels like you're on a movie scene. Like, everybody outside, everybody chilling, smiling and laughing.
So he was just at like a little pop-up stand for like a cider place. Huh. Has anyone been there?
I've never felt that passionate about apple cider before, so now I'm curious.
And it was funny because he shared that and it kind of, I don't know, rubbed people the wrong way, but some people were a little upset because he said something to the extent of, in Seattle, I guess it's not customary to tip. It's not popular. Like, you don't tip here. And then a lot of people have gone on social media and be like, Keith Lee, you need to get back on social media and let people know that, yes, you should be tipping in Seattle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't ever not tip.
In fairness to him, I think he went to the person who runs the stand and was like, hey, I want to buy cider for everybody that's in line, and I'll tip you guys. And they're like, oh, no, we don't accept tips. So I don't know why. Then I think that's the vibe I must be getting from it, from the post that he put up there, because I was like, man, no, there's a lot of waiters and waitresses that are probably not happy with you saying that, oh, yeah, people don't tip in Seattle.
He also went to Fob Sushi Bar, which I think we also need to take a field trip to. And he summed up his experience there by saying this.
Sushi is a place that I would come back to. And I can see if you love sushi and you don't have a shellfish allergy, this is heaven. You go in there for $15, you walk out with 12 pieces, and you can have crab and shrimp. You can walk out with all kind of stuff. And it seems like it's a very popular spot because as we speak, the line is out the door.
Is it Fob or is it FOB?
It's Fob.
It's Fall Out Boy.
I was like, is it Fall Out Boy? Do we sing sad songs and eat sushi? Because I'm in.
They sell sushi by the pound.
Wow.
So you go through, yes, and it's kind of like buffet style where they have all.
Have you been there?
No, but I did a bunch of sleuthing because I was so excited about it. It's almost set up like a buffet where you get your box. You can either get a small or a large box, and then you go through and pick the rolls that you want.
Yeah, I saw he's in his car again. He just opened up this box. It looked like a gift box, and it was just like, you know, raw salmon and other sushi in there, and he's just eating it, just like his eyes were just popping out of his head because it was so good.
I'm feeling very hungry right now.
Yeah, these are three places I've never been to.
Also, I really want to go, going back to the King's Barbecue House, and I want to take Sarah because it's one of those places that has the ducks just hanging in the window.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
Like living ducks?
No, dead ones.
Oh, okay. I was like,
barbecued.
You're ready to eat those ducks.
I was starting to watch his video on Instagram when he was there, and they literally chop the duck in half. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot finish this video. So there's no way I would take that adventure with you guys.
You don't want to see their vegetarian menu?
Oh, I'm sure there is one.
I'm sure they've got a salad.
Rice.
And rice.
It's literally just rice. They do not have a salad.
You should go in and say, do you have any plant-based options? And just chase you out with that same cleaver that they use to cut that duck in half.
Yeah, we're where's going. The tofu?
Right? Can I get that that caramelized duck, but as tofu? Oh, I'll pay the extra $3.
When Keith Lee was here, he also went to the Usher concert. And so people are kind of hinting that there may be more Seattle food reviews on the way.
Ooh. I did like that. It was like so positive about his experience here with the food, because he's absolutely right. There's just, and I saw a lot of people posting it like, oh yeah, Seattle's a hidden gem. Like, people that aren't even from here, like, the food scene in Seattle is amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.